I'd lost my job, my boyfriend cared more about fantasy football than me, and now I was homeless, like officially. Oh, had I forgotten to mention that yesterday was my 25th birthday? Yep, this year was just looking better and better every moment. Not. Like, at all. I fisted my hands, trying to shove away the geyser of emotions threatening to surface. I could stay and pound on the door, begging Sarah to let me in, or I could head to my car. I scuffed my feet all the way down the stairs. Outside sat that darn cat. It licked the tip of its tail. When it saw me, the cat stopped. It was like the darn thing was waiting for me. Impossible. The glass door to the outside screeched as it opened. The cat dodged, getting hit, scampering around and out in front of me. "Scat cat," I said. "I've already told you I don't like felines, or dogs, or any animals in particular." I rounded the corner to find a man perched atop my car. My knees locked. It was the man from my dream. The death metal dude, who looked like he was about to croon out some Motley Crue with a pinch of Slash on the side. I cocked my head and blinked. He was squatting when I first saw him, but then our eyes speared and he straightened. He wore black from head to foot. His long ebony hair flowed down his back, and he wore clunky silver rings on his fingers, and eyeliner rimmed his eyes. Again, same dude from my dream. My heart knocked against my ribs. I opened my mouth to ask him where his band was playing that night and if I could have a free ticket, but then he snapped his fingers. A shimmering blue light flickered atop his hand. "Pepper Dunn," he said. His voice dripped like velvet smog rolling over a lake. A chill swept up my back. There was no reason for it to, but something about this guy gave me the heebie-jeebies.
"Who wants to know?"
He ignored the question.
"You need to come with me."
I quirked a brow. Okay, so I might be a failure when it comes to picking boyfriends, but something told me this guy was trouble, and I mean trouble, all in caps with an exclamation point at the end.
"What if I don't come with you?"
I was afraid to hear him answer, because he'd already proclaimed it in my dream. He narrowed his gaze. His voice rumbled when he said,
"Then you die."